Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, just to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. And if there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now is this: my God wastes nothing. Not my sorrows, not my wounds, not even my failures. That's good news, y'all. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today we're going to be talking about the story behind my song, You Reign Over Me, from my recording, Here in Your Presence. Now, I received this particular song way back on September 1st of 2009. Micah 7:8, one of my favorite verses, says this: "Do not rejoice over me, O my enemy. Though I fall, I will rise. Though I dwell in the darkness, the Lord is a light for me." I love that. I love that. I put that in the enemy's face all the time. Do not rejoice over me, O my enemy. Though I fall, I will rise. Though I dwell in the darkness, the Lord is a light for me. That's Micah 7:8. This song was born for three very dear brothers in the Lord. These men are men I trust with my life, each having experienced many times of fellowship together in the Lord with me. During this time in our lives, these men, and me too, were experiencing many attacks upon their ministries, upon my ministry. One even suddenly lost his dad, and that's happened to me within the last 2 years. In each case, I felt the enemy was messing around with God's men, my friends, and I decided I would sing over them in prayer a song of deliverance. Even in darkness, the Lord's light shines bright, y'all. Even in times of spiritual attack and warfare, God is in control, even if it doesn't feel like he is. He is in control. Even when death comes, our God is about life, because our God is mighty. That's the bottom line. No argument. Satan is under our feet, and we follow the name above all names. Make no mistake. The enemy of God, the liar, is real, and he's ready to pounce on us with his subtle and not so subtle little lies concerning the nature of our God, as well as attacking us at the core of our very identity. This brings me to read 1 Peter 5:8 and 9 to you. Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Here's the key part, though. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. Resist him. We're called to resist the devil, y'all. Resist his lies. We, even when we are oppressed, are not defeated. Just read the end of the book. We win. Do not let that truth get lost in the fray of war, guys. 2 Corinthians 4:7 through 10 says this: "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed; perplexed, but not despairing; persecuted, but not forsaken; struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body." What that tells me is that God wastes nothing. I say that all the time, but that's what it means. God doesn't even waste our oppression. He doesn't waste even the lies of the enemy. He takes what the enemy means for evil and uses it for our good and his glory. He doesn't waste our wounds. He does not even waste our defeats, not even our times of confusion. From God's point of view, from his perspective, we see even the chaos of spiritual warfare with victory in mind. We have the choice to do that, y'all. We can either see ourselves as victims or we can see ourselves as victors. What does Father God see when he sees us? He gives us grace to endure, and he sees us through the eyes of grace. James 4:6 through 7 says this: "But he gives a greater grace. Therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit therefore to God." And here again it says this: "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." I encourage you to use this song to resist the devil and exalt the Lord our God. Our God is mighty, and he reigns no matter what.
It goes like this: Lord, you are mighty, you are king, and you reign. Reign over darkness like you reign over day. You conquered sin. Defeated the grave. You are the champion who is mighty to save. You came to rescue me when I was so lost. You took my sin from me and suffered the cross. Do defeated darkness by the power of your love. There is no greater name below or above.
Master, Redeemer, my Savior and King, Lion of Judah, the God who redeems. Jesus, Messiah, the soon coming King.
Lord,
you reign over darkness and you
here.
Father, thank you so much for giving us authority over the enemy. Give us the grace to keep resisting the devil in the days to come, as only you can. Help us to humble ourselves and draw near to you, casting all our cares upon you because you care so much for us, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your presence in our lives. Amen. 1 John 4, verses 1 through 4 says this, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming, and now it is already in the world. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them." Let me read that again. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them. But here's my favorite part of this passage. Because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. If you get nothing else from today's podcast, get that. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in this world. That is Christ in you, the very hope of glory. Believe it and receive it and walk like you believe it today. Well, today's episode is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my wife, Melinda Jernigan, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. I also have a free gift for you today. It's a free devotional ebook just for you. You can simply follow the link provided in the podcast description, or you can go to amazon.com and type in the search bar, Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers. That's Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers. And you'll see the Kindle version free for the taking. Please send everyone you know to get their own copy, and remember to leave me a review after you've used the book for a few days. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song You Reign Over Me from the recording Here in Your Presence, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Thank you so much once again for joining me for today's podcast. And remember this, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.